Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
Give me the money and don't ask any questions. It sounds like a line out of a movie where a robber's demanding money during a bank robbery. Instead, it was the prevailing attitude of abortion providers during a hearing yesterday at the Montana Department of Health and Human Services. At issue was a rule change that would essentially implement a Montana version of the Hyde Amendment where it comes to the use of taxpayer dollars to pay for abortions. For those who may not be familiar, the Hyde Amendment was named after Republican Congressman Henry Hyde of Illinois. It essentially bans the use of public dollars to pay for abortions with some court-mandated exceptions. Before it took effect in 1980, an estimated 300,000 abortions were paid for annually using federal dollars. It's undergone several iterations over the decades, and the current version makes exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. In 1995, the Montana District Court ruled in Jeanette R. v. Ellery that Montana could not withhold Medicaid dollars in cases where an abortion was medically necessary. And that's the point of contention. Now, for the first time since that case was decided, the Department of Health and Human Services, under the Gianforte administration, is amending its rules to ensure that any abortions paid for by taxpayer dollars are indeed medically necessary. That led to howls of protest by abortion doctors at yesterday's hearing. If these rules are adopted, then state Medicaid dollars can pay for an abortion in one of two ways. The abortion provider can either submit proof that the abortion is medically necessary before the abortion takes place, in effect pre-qualifying for a state Medicaid payment, or in the case of an emergency, the doctor can submit documentation and receive payment after the fact. Either way, the days of Planned Parenthood saying, "Just trust us," would be long gone. That led to abortion doctor after abortion doctor, some in tears, begging the agency not to accept these rules. As we said above, they were essentially saying, "Give us the money and don't ask any questions." About 24 people spoke against the rule change over the course of an hour. The only person to speak in favor of the proposed rules was Derek A. Stryker, chief legal counsel for the Montana Family Foundation. He began by saying that bringing the rules into conformity with the 30-year-old Ellery decision was long overdue. The only way to assure that taxpayer-funded abortions meet the criteria for payment under Montana's Medicaid program is to ask for documentation. He also pointed to the fact that the rule change came as a result of a directive by the Montana legislature to study taxpayer-funded abortions under Medicaid, and as the result of recommendations by a third-party independent contractor hired to audit the past 10 years of Medicaid-reimbursed abortion procedures. He went on to say that the amended rules provide good financial stewardship and that requiring abortion providers to provide greater specificity with respect to medically necessary procedures serves as an important verification that public dollars are not being used to fund unnecessary medical procedures. "We don't believe that taxpayer dollars should be used to fund abortions at any time, but if the state's going to do it, then abortion providers should have to prove that they're following the law." For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.